The views expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of Walnut Media USA, its staff, management, or advertisers. Now, The Journey with Van Deeb.
Welcome to The Journey. With me as your host, Van Deeb. You know, our mission is to inspire, motivate, and encourage you to live your best life. So the guests I have on this show have experiences and stories that we can all benefit from. And remember, you can share all these episodes by going to kcro.com. And if you ever have any questions or comments, please feel free to email me at van@vandeeb.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm really excited today because I've got a couple of great human beings in this room that are not just great at what they do, but they're personal friends of mine. They're like family. Dr. Mark Panettone and Nicole Panettone, welcome to The Journey.
Thanks, Van.
Thank you, Van.
Great to be here.
Now, how much did I have to pay for you guys not to get up and leave when you got here?
A lot, quite a bit.
I knew it.
Yeah, quite a bit.
So they're here not at their own, what's the word I'm looking for?
Their own will.
Their own will. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. So anyway, Mark and Nicole, Mark is a dentist with over 30 years experience, and Nicole is right there as his glue and runs a great operation there. We're going to get into that about all of the wonderful things that Panettone Dental have, and they have a med spa and everything. But before we get into any kind of business, I would like to ask you guys to tell us about your background, your education, and most importantly, your family.
Mm-hmm. Sure, you bet. I'll let you start.
Nicole's going to take it.
You take it first.
Well, you know, I born and raised in Omaha, Nebraska. I went to Millard South High School, went to UNL for college. I was a engineering major for 2.5 years, and I was one of 7 women in the engineering college at the time, not to show my age, but decided that that wasn't what I wanted to do, and so I switched to accounting. I moved to Wichita, Kansas for a few years, and was a public accountant in Wichita, and then came back and married my dentist.
Right on.
And so.
So did you have any cavities when you.
No.
He
not
said,
at all.
You don't have any cavities, will you be my wife?
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. And so we've been working together now for 25 years.
25 years.
Wow. Yeah, you guys are a great couple. I know firsthand. Like I said when I opened the show, is you're not just my guest. You're family to me, and you have been for a couple of decades. And
I don't know. I don't know how many of the kids that you know that call you Uncle Van, but I know our kids do. So
you've got great kids.
You are very special to them and to our and all of us.
And I want to give a shout out to the kids, and you can elaborate a little bit on each one. But Ava and Cooper and Lindsay and Derek.
And Derek, yep.
Just good kids. And Derek, I want to always point out, you know, he's a first responder. And Derek, thank you for your service with being a fireman. We just really grateful for what he does, and he's passionate about his career.
Absolutely, he is. Yeah. No, absolutely.
Ava's don't tell me she's a junior.
Nope.
Senior.
She's a senior.
Yeah. See, that's hard to believe.
I know.
I remember Ava when she was like 2.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. No, Ava is she's a senior at Elkhorn South, and will be going to UNO, your alma mater.
Yeah, thank God. She's going to love it there.
I think
you know,
she
when
will
you told
too.
Me that the other night, I was like, I'm so glad she is because it's a great school.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And we were, Ava's a very bright, articulate young woman and could, you know, really go just about any place she wanted to go. And she chose to stay here and stay home and go to UNO. So we're thrilled not only to have her in Omaha, but I think it's a great educational opportunity for her.
And then Cooper's in Omaha.
Cooper's a second semester junior at Creighton, mm-hmm. Studying finance, and he's doing very well. He also went to Elk South. Mm-hmm. Derek, as you mentioned, is now been on the fire department for.
Oh
golly, about
at
12
least.
Years.
Oh my gosh,
12
yeah.
years.
12
yeah.
years in
wow.
now. And then Lindsay, our oldest, is works for a company, kind of a
mental health company?
Mental health.
I should call her.
Placement. Mental health placement agency.
Lindsay, I'm calling you.
Yeah. Out of Washington, D.C.
Oh, cool.
But, you know, she and her husband, Aaron, who's retired after 20 years in the Air Force and now working at the base in a civil capacity. But they're here and with our two grandbabies, and we're very blessed.
I really enjoy conversation with Aaron because a lot of his knowledge is top secret.
It is.
And of course I'm prodding.
Yeah, we all do.
I just keep asking, and he just looks at me and smiles.
He just smiles,
says, just keep eating your cream corn casserole and quit asking
questions. Yeah.
Yeah. And Nicole, your parents, I wasn't fortunate enough to meet Mark's parents. I wish I could have, but I sure got to know your mom and dad, and your mom is still with us, and she is so wonderful.
Yeah, they're pretty special. I was really, really lucky. I was really blessed to have two amazing parents, and dad unfortunately passed away a little over 10 years ago already.
Yeah. It's been that long.
Yeah, it's been 10 years. And
what a blessing he was to your family.
Mom's doing great. Yeah. She's a Benedictine oblate now.
Wow.
So she is very busy, we're really blessed that she's just as quick as she always has been, and just a very busy lady. So
yeah, when I got to spend time with her, she of course she makes my favorite dish.
Yes, she does.
And I mean, it's like it's a cream corn casserole that I'd stop what I'm doing. I don't care what I'm doing. I have to go have some. But I got to tell this story, if you don't mind me, about
Please.
Your dad.
Yeah.
When he was in assisted living, right?
Yeah, he was in a nursing home.
Nursing home, okay. And I went to see him several times, but this one time I went to see him was a real special occasion. He was a Jaguar lover and an enthusiast, and he was like, he knew everything about Jaguars. And didn't you grow up with Jaguars?
He brought over from overseas when he was in the military a 1962 XJE convertible Jaguar, and it sat in our garage, not drivable for 20 years. But it was his pride and joy. And so when you were able to take him on a joyride at the very end of his life.
Yep.
It was the biggest smile and the most unbelievable experience for him. Yeah, he was so excited.
He and Mom had gone on a cruise. And so Nicole and I went over and we took that car out of the garage, unbeknownst to him. And we had a local friend who was a mechanic get this thing up and operational so that, you know, he could drive. Well, he couldn't drive.
And they treat you like that's your real mom and dad. I mean, you're not just a son-in-law. They were like your parents as well.
You know, Dick was more of a father to me than my biological dad.
I saw that firsthand.
And you know, obviously, Joni's the same way.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Joni's wonderful. And so, but Dick and I had a real fond relationship also when I was a resident. After I graduated from dental school at Creighton, I did a year AEGD program residency over at Creighton and St. Joe's Hospital, and he was my very first patient, and as a resident, he worked at the Creighton Cardiac Center, and came over across the street at the time to the old dental school, and I was the one on call, and I got the chance to treat him. And when we met, we had a baseball background, a mutual baseball background. Dick, as you know, played for the Yankees back in the 50s.
Yes, he played professional baseball,
And, you know, and my love for baseball and playing at Creighton for a little bit. And we hit it off, and the rest is kind of history.
Wow.
Yeah, so. Super cool story about that really quick. When my dad was never able to take us to a Yankees game. He had Parkinson's for 15 years and then has been gone for 10. And so he, before he passed away, asked my sister and I to please go see the Yankees if they ever make it to the World Series. Mm. Well, for those Yankee fans that know, they haven't made it for quite a long time. And all of a sudden, this past season, my sister called me a few weeks before and goes, have you been watching baseball? And so my sister and I went to the game four of the World Series this year.
In honor of
my dad.
Yeah.
And it's the only game they won.
I wasn't invited.
No.
It was a girls' trip.
Yeah.
I stayed home with the dogs.
Yeah.
Isn't that something, though? It was the only game they won.
Yep.
Well, your dad had something to do with that.
He did.
Absolutely.
I really believe
he
in
did.
That.
He did.
Absolutely.
But my favorite story, and I've got several just being around Dick and Joni and your family, but mine is when I came up that day and I don't know if it was a great day out. For some reason, I think it was cooler than normal. But we got him in the car. I had a black convertible Jaguar, as you know, and F-Type. And I think it took a couple people. We helped him get in the car. And I said, I'm going to take him for a ride and we'll be right back. And we went probably a couple miles in a square, you know, and circled back. But we went down. And those of you listening, they're listening all over the world, but this is from Omaha, Nebraska. So when I say 180th Street, we went down 180th and I stepped on it. And while I'm stepping on it, I'm looking over out of the corner of my eye at him. And it was a gigantic smile. His hair's blowing. And it was like he was the happiest. And he was like, I haven't seen that big of a smile on him. And we had a blast.
Yeah. Like the scene from Ferris Bueller.
Probably. I never thought about that.
Yeah.
Only we didn't wreck it.
Thankfully, we didn't drive it out of the garage.
You
didn't steal it from the parking garage.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say I didn't steal it. but we didn't wreck it.
That's fact.
But I'm grateful for all the times I spent with your family. And, you know, a couple decades ago, I remember also leading up to Nicole, you had a incredible honor being named Mrs. Nebraska 2010.
I did.
And that was, I got to be a part of everything you did. You guys included me like I was your brother. And it was really fun for me because I've never been in that environment before and seeing all the hoopla and all the, you know, all the dressy occasions that we went to. And it was just an incredible time. And then I got to go see you compete on the, national level in Tucson, and that was another. I've never been to a golf. You know, Mark and I golfed with I think Cooper and Derek.
And
I've never seen a golf course like that.
It was fun.
Unbelievable.
Yeah,
it was one of the most fun I've ever had. But Nicole, what was that? You know, what was that experience like going through the pageantry? I mean,
you know, really, I hadn't ever really done any pageants either. And so when I first, it was my third time. Yep. So, and when I first signed up, it was to, I'd had two kids. I was struggling with some, you know, body image and trying to get some motivation. And it was, if you want a little bit of motivation, commit to being on stage in a swimsuit. That's frightening. And I found out that very quickly why 90% of the population are scared to get on stage and speak. And public speaking, I quickly learned, is way, way harder than it looks. And so the first couple times, the first time it was awful and I barely could say my name. And so I really worked at learning how to be on stage and learning how to speak without trembling. And the second time, I was first runner-up, and then the third time,
you won.
I won, and it was fantastic. My dad was still here. Our kids were there. You were there. Everybody was there. It was a really, really neat experience, and has really helped me moving forward learn how to speak better, present myself better, and really invest in myself a little bit more.
So, it's a lot like sports. I mean, you had to prepare and train and do all the things that people do when they're in a sport.
Yeah,
there's 100%. No difference.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. And I thought it was pretty cool that your husband, Mark, here, he made it pretty special.
He did.
I mean, he put on a lot of, you know, like some parties and get-togethers for you. And it was just, Mark made it really special. And then Mark got to go up and speak also, and you did a great job.
Well, you know, basically made me Mr. Nebraska.
Yeah, it does. You are.
just want to clarify that.
We're going to make today Mr. Nebraska Mark Panetton Day.
Yes.
We're going to call the mayor. We're going to get that.
There you go.
We're going to make it a proclamation.
Perfect.
But I just thought that was pretty cool because it is it is. I've never done it. I've tried, but they don't accept my application. And I even put Vanessa. And they, I think my picture gives it away. But I just thought it was super cool because I know the effort that you put into it, and you were so eloquent up there, and you did. I just remember it like it was yesterday.
Thanks.
I really do. You did.
Thanks.
I was all teared up in the audience because you've just made us all very proud.
Thank you. Yeah.
And then, of course, I got to say one of the funnest things about the whole pageantry thing is we used my Lexus red convertible.
Absolutely.
Because, Nicole, you were going to, I mean, you were invited to parades all over the state of Nebraska. That, uh-huh. You know, you were representing the state of Nebraska, not just Omaha.
Yep. Right.
And so you had to go everywhere, but I got to go everywhere. But I was fortunate enough to participate in one of the parades in Omaha area, and it was so cool because you're in the back throwing candy out and waving, and I've got your two kids in the front seat. I thought Mark was there too, but yeah. I don't know about my memory.
Yeah, I was there as well, but no, that was fun.
That was
thank God you had the convertible Lexus at the time.
Oh, geez, that was so much fun.
You know.
So you guys, you know, we've got so much to talk about. And we're going to take a break, but when we come back, you know, you both Nicole and Mark, you've accomplished so much in your life already. And I always like to ask the question, is there any event or is there anything in your life that inspired you to become what you become today? But we're going to take a quick break. I'm with Mark and Nicole Panettone. Yes, I can speak. I'm Van Deeb, your host, and we will be right back. So stay with us here on The Journey. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Streetlight people.
Don't stop believing. Hold on.
And we're back on The Journey. I am with Dr. Mark Panettone and Nicole Panettone from Panettone Dental and more. But before the break, I was talking about, you know, if anybody inspired you or if there was an event in your life, I'm going to start with you, Mark. I mean, when did you know that you wanted to be a dentist?
You know, it's funny because I don't think I ever really even entertained the thought of going to dental school until it finally came to fruition. Yeah. So, you know, you talk about different mentors and things in life. And, you know, I wasn't overly close. My father and I didn't have a really great relationship growing up. And so, and that's one of the reasons why, you know, when I met my father-in-law, that he was so impactful in my life. Mm. But leading up to that point, believe it or not, if I had to go back and think of the one person that helped kind of cultivate my life pattern and my life goals, was a gentleman named Dick Ayers.
Okay.
And Dick was a captain for United Airlines back in I was born in 59, so he was my grade school baseball coach. And he was a graduate of Notre Dame, hence my love for Notre Dame is very, very, strong to this day because of Dick. And he was a gentleman that he showed me what determination and grit and perseverance, what it meant. And so I think back on kind of the people that helped shape me up until that point, and I would have to put him on the top of the list.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Is he still with us?
No, he's been gone for a long time.
I always encourage people, and you can't believe how many people have done it. I say, have you talked to him lately? And they say, no. Call him and tell him.
Yeah.
But of course, you can't do that.
You can't do that. So, you know, but he was very instrumental in my life. And then, you know, my journey at Creighton for undergraduate and then dental school and residency. And then, you know, meeting my father-in-law was very helpful. I think one of the biggest mentors that I've had since that time, very dear friend of mine and probably one of the top implantologists in the country, a gentleman named Dr. Justin Moody. Justin is from Crawford, Nebraska, originally, and now Justin resides in Phoenix, Arizona, and he is the he's the owner and founder of Implant Pathways, which is a an implant continuum for dentists that Justin started many years ago, and it has developed into one of the premier continuing educational opportunities for dentists to learn implantology in the country. And I am now, because of Justin, I'm one of the mentors out there. And we also happen to be lucky enough, just because of Justin's Nebraska roots, we are the first state that, and the first site that he has ever hosted a continuum outside of Phoenix.
Wow!
So we host that in our office every.
Because of you.
Well, I think I have a little bit to do with it. Yes, but it's because of Justin and Nicole, and we do a fast track week where dentists come from, you know, typically dentists from all over the country go to Phoenix to be trained. Mm-hmm. The one that we host here in Omaha, you have to have a Nebraska license. So, you know, all of the dentists come in are pretty much Nebraska dentists from all over the state. We do get a few that have dual licensure that come from neighboring states, but it's really a neat opportunity to not only develop young people or young dentists and teach them how to do a great skill set, but also it's something that I'm really passionate about doing because I really enjoyed my development as a practitioner, being able to place implants and restore.
And you're always trying to learn more and to be able to do more for your patients. I know you're recognized as an authority in the dental world, and a lot of people, you know, look up to you and learn from you.
Well, and I hope that's true, and I appreciate you saying that. I think that we have developed, when I say we, Nicole and I, and especially in these last 25 years, I think that we've developed a practice that's very unique. I think everybody says that their practice is unique, and I do believe that to be true. Mm-hmm. I think ours is a little bit more unique, possibly, because of the passion that we have for doing what we love, and also being able to expand the arms of our practice. You know, because of Nicole, we also own the Nava Med Spa, which is within the confines of our practice,
right,
out in West Omaha. And I can have Nicole address and talk a little bit more about the Nava Med Spa. And you know, we have a nurse practitioner, we have an esthetician, we have our own nurse anesthetist, and we're constantly expanding that and offering different services, which is a really interesting complement to our practice. And I do. You're right. I'm kind of a CE junkie.
You want to continue to learn and learn and learn.
You know what I you know, usually it's funny. I'll always tell Nicole when I come back from a course. When I walk into a course, typically people look at me like, "What the heck would you be here at your age doing this?"
Yeah.
And so I'm usually the oldest in the room, which I'm perfectly cool with being so. But I always tell all the young people when they ask me that, I go, "The minute you stop wanting to learn is the minute you need to walk away from practice. If you don't want to continue to learn and continue to grow, then it's probably best that you just step away."
And see, I can relate to that. Being in real estate, this is my 42nd year, besides motivational speaking, but being my 42nd year in real estate, a lot of people that have been doing it close to the same time as I have, they're like, "Oh, these young people, they don't know what they're doing," and they complain. And I'm like, "You guys don't get it. You want to embrace them and learn from them."
Absolutely.
Because they're the future.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
And we learn. I learn from the younger generation.
Absolutely.
And I want to learn new things. So you and I have some, you know, commonalities with
that. 100%. You know, and until I am no longer able to use my hands and my eyes, I will continue to do this.
Good for you.
But I will continue to learn along the way.
Well, let's hope that God continues to bless you and you can do it for a long time.
Absolutely.
Nicole, before I want to talk to you about inspiration and anybody that might have inspired you. But before we do, I want the world to know about your website. How can people learn more about Panatin Dental and about your med spa?
Yeah, so we've got panatindental.com.
Okay.
Is the web.
That's PANNETON dental.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it slower. PANNETON dental.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so then we have Nava, which Nava comes from my first initial N and then our daughter Ava. It's NAVA med spa. And it's NavaOmaha.com is that website. And then we also have Omaha Sleep Solutions.
Yeah.
And that's OmahaSleepSolutions.com.
So I'm real anxious to ask you. I'm just going to jump into that. Unless you want, want to ask you the same question. Did anybody inspire? Was there an event or inspire you when you were younger?
You know what? There's been lots of people. Like I said earlier, I was incredibly blessed by two supportive parents that you don't realize how lucky you are until later in life, and you get to learn about other situations and how incredibly supportive and great they were. Recently, I, about 4 years ago, joined the Maxwell Leadership Organization. And I've been really, really blessed to
you're
get
involved in that. You're not just a member. You're involved.
I am. Yeah. I'm now an executive Maxwell coach and trainer.
Wow.
And just got back a couple days ago from spending 6 days with John Maxwell. And he's just a really neat person to be around and really lucky to be somebody that's in the room and gets an opportunity to talk to him. But he's taught me a lot, and I've learned a lot from him recently, and that's been a really neat addition for me personally. It's been really good.
Absolutely. We also want to make sure we don't forget Renee is your sister and one
she
of your best
is.
Friends besides being your sister.
She's my very best friend.
And Renee is a very accomplished attorney and wonderful human, and not to mention beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But you just got a great family.
Yeah, really
you just
lucky.
Got a great family. I can't wait to talk to you about the sleep part because I'm gonna be selfish for my
Absolutely.
Own knowledge. But Mark, like I said before, you've got over 30 years experience and you're considered an authority amongst all your peers. And I'm just curious, what have you seen evolve since you first started dentistry? Is it just is the technology just like, are we like living like the Jetsons?
Absolutely.
Like the stuff you watched 30 years ago, you're actually doing it now?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny that you asked that because having two young associates in my office right now, Emily has just been out of Creighton for a year. Rachel's been out of Creighton for a couple of years. And so they're pretty savvy in some of the digital workflow that we have now, but they have absolutely, they're just every day they're just kind of agog with how much that world changes, and it literally and figuratively changes on a weekly, monthly basis, and so
it's just constantly updating.
Yes.
It's like your phone's updating. It's like your technology's updating daily, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You don't have to keep, you have to, but you want to. You want to be ahead of the curve.
Absolutely. And the thing is, the prohibitive thing about that truly is, and we talk about this a lot, how tough it is for a young student to come out of dental school and have to satisfy the debt service that they have coming out of school, which is by no means a cheap venture any longer.
It's crazy.
And it's amazing the cost of that education. But then to set up even a rudimentarily savvy practice is very, very expensive.
Yeah.
And so, but if you don't stay up with it, you will just get left behind. And so you're right. It is ever changing. And it is so important to stay on top of that, on top of that wave. You know, I still don't think that the days of some of the old analog type of things that we did are going to ever completely be gone, but for the most part they are. Now we just live in a digital world. And for somebody my age at 66, that digital age, you know, again, thank God I've kind of stepped up with it, but...
But hasn't that kept you young? Just learning is, I mean,
I don't know if it's kept me young or aged me, but...
That could have been the other way,
too. Both ways, I guess it depends upon how you look at it.
But education today, I mean, I remember when I went to college, I got a student loan, and I think the whole thing was $2,500 or something. It was, of course, I went to local school, and I think I spent half the loan on weed, but and I've got the grades to prove it. Yeah. But it's changed so much over time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Can I tell you the neatest thing though that I get to be part of is because of what Mark's now capable of doing. We is a very loose term, but can take a patient that has to for whatever reason lose their teeth. And they, Mark can take their teeth in the morning, place implants, and through the technology, the 3D printing that we have in our office, we can replace those teeth by the end of the day.
Wow.
And so the patient leaves.
That's amazing.
And it is every time we do it, just is amazing.
And that was hospital and over, you're in the hospital for a couple of days back in the day, weren't you, for something
There's a lot of different variations of those types of procedures, but the all on X type of procedures that are done now that can't be done now, they are truly, truly life-changing for people. You know, and the sad thing about Van, you and I talked about this the other night when you and we had dinner. Mm. But, you know, people usually ask me when they learn about those kinds of procedures and those procedures that we do in the office, they're like, well, you know, are most of those patients elderly patients? And the sad reality is
not.
Most of them anymore are young patients.
How come?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different reasons. You know, the primary reason I see is, you know, is lack of access to care or just lack of care, period. You know, there are more drug-induced syndromes that cause people to kind of have to go down that pathway. And it is. It's a little disturbing that we see so many young patients on that in that capacity. But because you would think that it would be most of the elderly population, when in fact it's really not. But it's pretty cool that we can provide that service.
Yeah, that's really cool, especially with like the 3D printing and all that. All the stuff that you're doing right there on the spot.
Right.
It used to be dentures. Older people would get dentures and they'd take them out at night and, you know, their whole face sucks in their throat.
Yep.
But what...
yeah, no, I mean...
I just got a visual on what I just said.
Absolutely, yeah.
What are they, Nicole's over here. I wish everybody could see that she's cracking up. Like, she always laughs at whatever I say. That's why I love having her around. But so what's today? Like, what's the new technology? Permanent? I mean, are implants the thing today?
I think they're probably the greatest advancement in dentistry in the last probably 10 to 15 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's ever changing. I don't see that ever. I mean, I don't have the statistics in front of me, but something like I think the last I read, there's 45 million Americans walking around with missing a tooth or more, one or more teeth. And so when you do the math, there's a lot of people out there that need that type of help.
That are drinking a lot of shakes and grinding,
putting
their steak in a blender.
Absolutely.
It's just so much easier now.
It is so much easier.
The process is so much quicker.
I want to make sure before we go to break that I say the website again. It's Panneton Dental, PANNETON dental.com. And we're going to take a quick break. I'm with Mark and Nicole Panneton. You're listening to The Journey. I'm Van Deeb, your host, and we'll be right back.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling.
And we're back on the journey. I'm Van Deeb, your host, and my special guests and friends, whether they like it or not, Mark and Nicole Pannington. And, you know, I could, this could be part one of 30 shows, because there's so much that you guys are involved in. You're very involved in our community and all the great things. Nicole, you've got so many skill sets, accounting. I mean, you're like, you can do everything. But you're kind of the glue. You hold all these businesses together that are associated with Pannington Dental. And you're an entrepreneur. But tell us a little bit about those. Like I said earlier, I'm being a little selfish. I want you to start out. You've got a division of your businesses that have Omaha Sleep Solutions. And in my age group, you know, I'm 40.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
In case you didn't
still
know that. And how come you guys were laughing?
I'm 40. I don't know. Just tickle my throat.
I'm 40. Yeah. I'm 65. But I know I don't look at things, you guys. I appreciate that. But I'm just bringing this up because so many people my age range, we, you know, you used to sit around and talk about, hey, did you see the game last night? Now the conversations are, did you get any sleep last night?
Yeah.
Me neither. You know. Tell us about your sleep solutions, because I want there to be a line out your door
yes.
with people coming to talk to you.
100%. So there's a disconnect. So there's 30% of the population in the United States has obstructive sleep apnea. And so we have a solution to treat obstructive sleep apnea. The difficulty is, and it's a solution that medical insurance will pay for. However, you have to be diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea to get your medical insurance to pay for it. And so we've partnered with a company called Rest Assured, and we can partner with your primary care physician to help you very easily get an at-home sleep study that's one or two nights. And
is that with apparatuses on you and all
yes.
that?
Yeah.
But it's just a couple nights.
But, yep.
Right.
And to help determine if you do have obstructive sleep apnea, and if that is something, then we help you with treatment options, be it CPAP, be it an oral appliance, but really believe that sleep is the fundamental thing that makes us tick, and if you're not getting good sleep, you're really missing out on feeling good.
Well, plus it's the link with the comorbidities with undiagnosed, untreated sleep apnea that we also worry about when we see an increase in cardiovascular disease, mm-hmm. diabetes, stroke. Those are the things we're trying to help kind of abate as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, Nick's right. There's the percentages of people that have some type of obstructive sleep disorder is staggering. What's even more staggering is the ones that are diagnosed and then given a CPAP by a lot of different modalities, and then the ones that don't wear those. So there are some alternatives to CPAP. This obviously CPAP is still the kind of the gold standard. Mm-hmm. I think it has been and it will be for a long time, but doesn't do much good if one's diagnosed and given a CPAP and they don't wear it. And for someone to be robbed of 10 years of their life because of sleep
apnea. That's a really great way to take a look at it.
Now,
as far as the audience wanting to learn more about Omaha mm-hmm. Sleep Solutions, does that have its own website mm-hmm. or is that PannintonDental.com?
It's almost there.
Okay.
So the reason why we've started the separate company is because of the medical side of things. So it is covered, it's considered durable medical equipment, and it is a medical device that medical insurance will pay for. And so having a separate company that helps patients navigate that process, it just makes it more efficient for patients and easier for patients to use their insurance with that process than continuing to go through the
But they can reach
practice.
Out to you from Pannington Dental
yes,
and ask
100%.
Questions about this. And you know what?
Absolutely.
I encourage that. Instead of doing things the illegal way, like some people I know that fly to Arizona and get edibles to help them sleep, that's illegal. They should just go to Pannington Dental and Omaha Sleep Solutions.
Yes.
Because that'd be the legal way. And then they don't have to call Renee, who is a well-known attorney, and say, get me out of jail.
Yes.
And yes, you should have Renee on speed dial if you do any of that.
Yes.
But that's a topic. I mean, that's, you know, like me, I'm just going to give you an example. Mm-hmm. You know, I go to bed and it's hard to shut off. I'm like a 10-year-old. I'm excited. I'm very excited about what I did today and what I can't wait to do tomorrow. And it's hard to shut it off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't know solutions, but so I'm excited to come and talk to you guys about.
Absolutely.
You know, we talked about it at dinner about, and that's really, really important.
And that's one of the reasons why Nick's worked so hard with getting a strong ally with being able to have a home sleep test, because the days of having the split study done in the hospital are, you know, those are expensive and they're, you know, and they're harder to have people do. So now when we can ally you with a home sleep test, so that you have to know where you kind of lie on that spectrum, so that we can diagnose it properly and treat it properly. So.
And you're exactly right. I remember taking my dad to Clarkson Hospital for a sleep study, dropped him off, and they hooked him all up and picked him up the next day or the 2 days later or whatever it was.
And there's still a need for those, but they've become a little bit more selective.
And the home technology has gotten so much better.
So much better.
Yeah, that they can.
And we want to do it at home.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather come to your office and pick it up over on 180th and take it home and do it at home than to have to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then tell us a little bit about the med spa, because I know you've got such great services.
Yeah.
And,
so again, one of those things that has kind of evolved when we opened this new location 2.5 years ago, we decided that our nurse practitioner, Dowka Collins, had been with us for a few years already, and she was providing some of these services like Botox and fillers and facials and microneedling. And so as we were developing this new practice, it just seemed like a good fit. And
kind of a one-stop.
Yep.
So people don't have to go 10 different places.
No. Yep. So we do lots of facial aesthetics. We now have an esthetician as well who has eyebrows, eyelashes, facials, skincare, and we do Morpheus 8. We have laser hair removal.
Wow.
We have IPL, and so lots of different services. We primarily focus just on your face, and so we can help you have beautiful teeth and beautiful skin.
Yeah. It all goes together. Yeah. Everything you just mentioned all complements each other.
It does complement each other. Yes.
Yeah. Which I think is absolutely wonderful. It's kind of like in real estate. We want to be with a title company, a mortgage company, everything to go together for our clients and people that do business with us. I got to ask you, so what do you, I mean, you've been innovative and creative and making all these different opportunities for people to come and do business with you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys see in the future? Can you think of, is there anything else that you're considering bringing on, or is there anything else you can bring on?
How much time do you have, man? Nick, how much time do we have left?
Nicole's an entrepreneur. Mark and Nicole are entrepreneurs.
Right now, I would say that the biggest thing that we're working on is how to continue with the next generations.
Yeah.
And so really working on offering services for dentists to, like Mark said earlier, where we have courses now at the office where you can learn how to place implants.
Mm.
We've got an extraction and graft course coming up where dentists can come and learn how to, some different techniques in getting patients ready for implants if that's necessary, and how to have a business, how to have a dental business, or how to learn how to, anywhere from insurance to leadership to finances, and so really working on teaching dentists as well as helping to take care of our patients.
What advice would you have for somebody that wants to emulate you, Mark, and become an authority in the business? I mean, what advice do you have for people that want to get in the dental industry?
Well, you know, I still in my heart of hearts, I still believe that this is a great profession. I think that some of the big box dentistry that's available to some has kind of hurt the profession a little bit. I think with some of the big business types of mm-hmm. of
not as intimate and personal.
It is. It takes the intimacy away from it. I think it lacks the continuity of care. Mm-hmm. But I think that the profession is great. I strongly urge we have young students that are undergraduate UNO, Lincoln, Creighton, coming and chatting with us all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, ones that want to be dental students, some that want to be hygienists, some that want to be dental assistants. So we always welcome anybody to come on in and do that. We're more than happy to help them along. The one thing that I would urge anybody to do that is just always keep in mind that there's a human being attached to the teeth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that
that's good advice.
I think that the one thing that we do, I think that we develop a personal relationship with most of our patients, that they know that we would treat them. And I tell people all the time when I'm recommending a treatment plan is, how would I treat this if you were my mom, my dad, mm-hmm. my brother, or my sister, or my kids, you know? And again, do I think that's unique to us? No, but I think that there are some that don't maybe treat people like that. And I think that's a really important thing to always keep mind of.
And your ultimate goal, which is the best compliment you can get, is when they stay with you.
Mm-hmm.
And they have their kids come to you, they have their family, their friends. I mean, isn't that the ultimate goal of being in business? I know in my career, that's my ultimate goal. Mm-hmm. You know, you try real hard to make sure that you capture and people stay with you forever and they refer you.
Yep.
And
it's a two-sided coin. It's very fun to watch people that I saw 40 years ago bringing their kids or their grandkids in to see us. But that also makes me realize how freaking old I am. But it is. It's a true compliment, and it's something that we take very, very seriously. Yeah. So
there's would you say that the school you went to, Creighton Dental, is one of the, aren't they recognized one of the best in the industry?
Oh, I think so, and I think they continue to be as such. You know, I know they built a beautiful new facility downtown.
Downtown Omaha.
I think the state of Nebraska is very blessed. You know, Creighton kicks out some really, really well-educated students. Mm-hmm. UNMC, University of Nebraska, in Lincoln, and in Omaha, both kick out some really good students as well.
Yeah.
So, but I think that's pretty much true of the Midwest. You know, when I look at some of the young dentists I meet from Nebraska, Creighton, Iowa, Marquette, some of the schools in Chicago, they're pretty well educated, you know?
Yes. Did you consider any other school besides Creighton? Or did you know that's where I'm going?
You know, being from Milwaukee, mm-hmm. There was a time that I wish I would have gone back to Milwaukee and Marquette.
Marquette.
But no, I don't regret. I don't regret it at all. And it just so happened at the point in my life when I had to make those decisions. I had the opportunity to go back, but I stayed here. Yeah. And
we're glad you did.
And I'm glad I did also. Yeah. So
I think it's a testimony to our city, Omaha, and the state, and the Midwest in general, that a lot of people that go to school here, it doesn't matter what industry they're in, business or medicine or dental, a lot of people stay here.
Stay here.
Like
yeah.
after you graduated from Creighton, you stayed.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
After you graduated from UNL, you stayed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I teach at UNO about three times a semester to the entrepreneurial foundational students at a couple different classes. And part of my presentation is I'm asking them to give Omaha a shot.
Yeah.
Don't leave. I think it benefits. I mean, I'm sure you've got a lot of friends from college that are still here, both of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, I just think laying grassroots, but I'm always grateful when people stick around because we need people to stay.
100%.
You know, we've got a really great city. I want to give the audience the website again. It's PannetonDental.com, PannetonDental.com, dental.com. I'd love for the audience to learn more about you guys. And are you taking new patients?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Be honored.
Yep. And so in the dental industry, I mean, if somebody needs anything to do with dental, but Nicole, your menu, I mean, who wouldn't want to come to your spa?
Yeah, we'd love to see anybody. Yeah.
Yeah, just because they're going to leave better than you found them.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, today, you know, our lives are so short. If there's any way you can make yourself feel better about yourself with, you got to do it.
I got to do it. That's right.
But I'd like to say thank you. I was so excited because, you know, I have a lot of business people on. I've had celebrities on. I've had all kinds of people on this show. But when I have personal friends or family, I get like a little kid. I couldn't wait for today's
air. Nor could we.
Same.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Just because I love it.
We were early.
Because we always laugh and have fun. Yeah, we were all early because we were so excited. But Mark and Nicole Panetton, super grateful for you being on the journey today. And thank you both very, very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, and please learn more about Panetton Dental and Mark and Nicole at PannetonDental.com, PannetonDental.com. And thank you all for listening to The Journey.